All right, guys, theory and theology, back to talk some more about Freemasonry. So I think I left off last time kind of mentioning some opinions or speculations surrounding, you know, the overall Christian stance of, you know, some Christians looking at certain rituals and saying this is satanic or evil or demonic. I have a question that I can't answer here, but say, for example, if a Hindu person sees the same thing, would they automatically say, okay, this is satanic, demonic, evil? Or would they not classify it in that category? 'Cause as I understand, Hinduism has multiple gods. So I'm curious to know about that. And I guess another thing, I guess what I wanted to talk about was, you know, just some basic non-detailed, so far it's non-detailed, but it might get detailed because I might make this episode in multiple segments because I'm still studying today about more of the rituals, esoteric nature of things. And some of the secret things that are mentioned. Now, regardless of my beliefs in certain beliefs or lack of beliefs in certain traditions where people say, okay, this is a secret, and if it's exposed on the internet, those secrets, to be honest, I do have a little bit of hesitation to go into detail about it. So there is an episode, the one that I recorded last time, that I'm still kind of debating if I want to post that clip of the guy who's talking about the video of the guy who was a Catholic man who brought in a hidden camera to the rituals. I know Mormonism has the same, or the Church of Latter-day Saints, whatever the name of it is now, they have the same thing where they have, not the same thing, but they have the same idea of, like, a temple where there's, like, all these secrets that until you've gone to the temple, you're not gonna know the secrets. You don't get to practice them, and then you're not supposed to share them, and then people have taken hidden cameras and exposed it, and I think I might have posted previously one of those episodes, or clips or videos where someone on YouTube was exposing that temple. Now, I don't know how I feel about that. I just don't know. I'm not gonna get into a whole explanation or talk about it. I just don't know, because I feel like if they're not doing anything wrong, like, is it wrong? I don't know. But on the surface, they're not, like, sacrificing humans or anything. Like, they're not doing anything where you'd be like, whoa, they're doing that behind closed doors. And it's kind of like some strange thing that's, like, super taboo. Like, they're doing just things that represent things, and handshakes and words and hugs and different kind of gestures and marching and doing all kinds of stuff, wearing different types of garments and things. I don't really see, first of all, I don't really see what the secret is, and then second of all, I don't really know if it's I'm having a little bit of a value dilemma about it, like with my own values, like, is that taking it too far? Because it's already on the internet. I've already said the names of the places where people can look for those YouTube channels and find it. And so I'm like, okay, do I need to really post it as well? I mean, if I've already said the names of what, who is exposing it, and, you know. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. Part of me feels, like, bad about it. Because I feel like, you know, if it's, like, a Western culture thing, it's almost easier to be, like, say, for example, a temple. Like, I've never been in a Mormon temple. I've been, like, on the grounds. I've never been, like, inside. But even if I did go inside, I'd feel bad if I went in, learned secrets, or taped or recorded secretly some of those secrets, and then released those details to other people, with them thinking that I'm keeping this secret. Or if I was in another culture, like, say if I went to some Asian country to visit, like, for example, I have close friends from Cambodia. If I went to go visit them and they were like, hey, like, our tribal ancient background has these, like, secrets, and because you're our friend, we want to show you these, like, herbal remedy secrets or whatever, and, like, you know, if I had some experience like that, or some family from Zimbabwe that had some kind of tribal secrets or something that they told me, I wouldn't go tell them to everybody, even if it wasn't something that I practice or believe in, but just because somebody was, like, trusting, I wouldn't really reveal it. Now, if it was something, like, that needed to be exposed because it was, like, wrong, like, oh, we're stealing all, like, come see our secret, you know, to, like, helping our tribe, and then they go in and they show me some weird, like, crypto theft kind of thing that they're doing, where they're, like, stealing money from people or whatever, I'd be like, no, this isn't okay. Like, that's not okay to do. But if it's, you know, tribal secrets, ritual secrets, that kind of thing, I still, even if it's not my culture, I still do have a little bit of, like, I don't know if I really want to play a role in exposing them. If I find out that there's something that's, like, bad, that they're doing, like, if they are making some kind of plan to, like, plot, and, like, these are the maps of the places where we're gonna, like, kill all these people or whatever, like, I would be like, whoa, this needs to be exposed. But if they're just doing some kind of sacred thing that's secret to them, and they value it, and I learn about it through some other person who exposed it, I don't know how I feel about posting it, even though I guess my comfort level at the moment might be giving people the place where they can find it if they're interested. So that's not even what I wanted to talk about, but it's something that kind of came up where I was, when I was pre-scheduling the post for what I had previously recorded before this one. I recorded that last night, and it's gonna come out one of the midnights, I guess this coming midnight, early Sunday morning, it should come out. And I didn't put the link in the description because I felt weird about it. I did feel weird about it. Not that they're gonna come after me, but I just felt a little, like, something about it just didn't really rub me the right way. And I might change my mind. I might go back in and put the link, but part of me feels like maybe my hesitation to post it is because it wasn't the fact that it was just the footage. The footage is like, okay, it's footage that technically somebody's stealing the secrets and exposing it on the internet. That's one thing. These people don't know that they're being taped. They don't know that they're being recorded. They're trusting this Catholic guy who came in to not be recording, and he is recording. I have a bit of a dilemma with that. I do. And then the guy who is posting that recording that the Catholic guy did and doing a live stream about it, and he archived that live stream, and that's the reference point that I used, was this guy's live stream, his old live stream footage of him commenting on that exposure video. And I think because his comments, maybe I don't fully agree with them from what I saw, maybe his comments made me a little bit, that's kind of what's making me hesitant to kind of post it, because I'm like, well, I don't know if I see the same thing that he's seeing. I feel like just from that video footage alone, he's kind of taking a far leap into expressing the evil that he saw. Don't think I saw any evil. I saw things that were weird that I could see how somebody would interpret it a certain way, but I didn't see it as evil. It was just people doing some kind of rituals that had some kind of meaning to them. I don't understand what the meaning is, so I can't really say that I saw anything in there that was either hateful towards others. It basically seemed like it represented someone, a ritual that demonstrates, you know, not revealing the secrets even upon threat of death. And that was the ritual. It seemed like that ritual they were doing that I explained kind of seemed like a skit or a play, because I have no other reference for anything like that. It seemed rehearsed and like something that people would practice, that they've done before with different people at a certain point, where they're the one who is playing the role of the person who gets killed for not revealing the secrets and then resurrected again. And whatever that means, I do not know. It just seems like they're talking about these secrets, but what the secrets are, I don't know what those secrets are. I just saw visually the rituals and stuff, and then there's this other guy who's explaining it, and I'm like, he's explaining why from the Christian perspective this is wrong, and I don't really see, because they're not practicing Christianity when they're doing it, they're just doing it as part of their own fraternity type of ritual. Other fraternities have rituals, you know, like, even if you talk about something like historically black colleges, where they do like step and things like that, like that technically is a type of tradition, ritual. I wouldn't call that evil. I don't know the origin of it, you know, but just on its surface, without knowing more, without knowing what someone else's mindset is when they're doing it, without really knowing the symbolism and what it represents and all that kind of stuff, just on the surface, I have trouble seeing it as evil. So I kind of have trouble maybe posting that video. I don't want people to think that just from that alone, I think that these people are doing wrong. I hear that people say that they're doing wrong. I don't know. There's definitely a lot of conspiracy surrounding the end times or a new world order, and all these kind of things that people say Freemasonry is going to have a role And the reason why people say this is because there's a lot of religious clergy, a lot of politicians worldwide and throughout multiple religions that are Freemasons. So they have this other unit of connection with this group of politicians and world leaders that are all kind of connected to this society that does have secrets. Are the secrets bad secrets? I don't know. I don't know if they're bad secrets. I really don't know if they're bad secrets. They might be good secrets. I guess what I kind of really wanted to talk about, that I went off on a tangent on this whole thing and never got to the point, is that I kind of wanted to talk a bit about the positive nature that I did kind of touch on before. And then as I keep studying into things, I want to see if I find anything contradictory. So, the positive nature seems to be that people potentially might get closer to their faith, because Freemasonry does promote people being, you know, active observers of their religion. And I think I've mentioned this before, like the benefits of learning about public speaking, having leadership roles, performing and planning, and being part of community service, trying to do certain things that brings you to like a higher level, whether that's consciously, socially, being part of like a social group. That to me seems valuable. Also, some of these guys mentioned, you know, in a lot of Western culture, there's not a lot of rites of passages. And they kind of get rites of passages, being a part of Freemasonry. And you do kind of move up in ranks. And I think people like that. I don't know if everyone in the world kind of has that idea, but I know Western society is very much so into people moving up. You move up in school, you move up at work. You know, if you're playing sports, you move up in league. You might hold similar positions, or you might learn new positions. You might switch into a new career or a new major altogether and still keep, you know, pushing forward and moving up and always trying to do maybe better than before, or still do good and, you know, learn more and get more certifications, more pins, more, you know, recognition. So it seems like Freemasons who are involved, you know, in a lodge, they're going to be doing these things. They're going to be getting more involved in that lodge and moving up in the lodge and having access to more, from what I understand, more types of handshakes, more types of secret words, and more types of rituals. They get changes of titles. They get an apron that changes. They get a ring that changes. They change out the rings. I don't know if the aprons, if they have the same apron and add to the apron, or if they get a new apron that's more and more decorative kind of as they go along, or what. There's a lot of symbolism, the colors, the items, the placement of certain things, the look of certain things. I keep seeing this like checkered floor, or this checkered pattern that really is not, I'm not trying to be rude, it just doesn't look good. Like, it's just kind of the weirdest thing. It's almost like when you see someone wearing like stripes with polka dots or something, you're like, what? Like, of all the things that they could wear, like, why would you choose to wear that? You know, it's like, it just looks weird, you know? Like, there's no way to make a flooring like that look normal. Or putting it on a tabletop or in the background, whatever. And there's an award show, I forgot which one it is, the one for movies, where they have that floor. And somebody said it was like a Masonic type of representation of, like, you know, something with idols and worship of, you know, entertainers and things. I don't really know. I don't know any of this, you know. It's from Battlefield Hollywood, they were saying that. I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. Like, how would I know? But I do hear a lot of pushback from Christian groups, for sure. I haven't heard a lot of pushback from other religious groups. From the content I've seen so far, the other religions almost don't seem to even exist. Like, they don't really seem to be the majority. Even though they're recognized and their holy books are there. But maybe I'd need to watch content from other countries where they would be the majority religious culture. Because it seems like they go by that majority religious culture. As to which book they would have in the middle of their altar. Which holy book. And... But yeah, I've said before, you know, I really think that it seems like people could be involved in a lot of positive things. What draws people in, so I try to look at what draws me toward it, what would draw other people toward it. I think some people like the social camaraderie, the brotherhood. Some people, like maybe the secrecy, the learning, the educational aspect of learning, like, secret knowledge that's supposed to help you. I think that's something I like, and I also like, how I can kind of see that it could benefit people in their educational field or in their workplace to kind of move up and have, like, the skills and ability to kind of know how to, what it takes to move up, because they've practiced moving up, they practice doing what they need to do to move up. Now, what does it take to go to another level? Like, are you supposed to, like, attend a certain amount of lodge meetings? Like, what is it that makes you eligible to become, you know, from an entered apprentice once you've kind of petitioned and applied and, you know, got voted that you can become a member, and then you become an entered apprentice and you learn the first handshake and your first secret word and all that? How do you go from that to, like, the next level? Like, what's expected of you to get to the next level? And so these are things that I'm trying to learn and understand. And there is someone who I'm gonna watch some of their content. They were saying that there's some stuff they were concerned about Freemasonry being like a gateway, similar to gateway drugs, you know. they were saying it's like a gateway. Like, once you open the door to Freemasonry, it kind of opens you up to diving deeper into the occult. If you're kind of going back toward, you know, the history of things. And this one guy was talking about how he got kind of more, that's how he got interested in witchcraft, was he came in through the door of Freemasonry. Now, that's kind of interesting, just because I know the Western take on witchcraft, but worldwide, you know, witchcraft is not necessarily seen as with like an evil perception. In the Western world, through Christianity, witchcraft is usually seen as something evil of Satan. In a lot of places, witchcraft is the type of religion or spiritual practice that people use for healing, that people use for peace, and it works for them. And so, you know, I do still want to try and be careful. Like, just because I don't practice something or don't maybe believe in something doesn't mean that I value just like crapping all over other people's cultures. You know, I have friends that practice witchcraft and they're good people, you know, like I'm not going to comment any more than that. That's all I need to say. They're good people. They're good friends. They weren't raised in it, from what I know, but it works for them better than what they were raised in. And, you know, I was raised in a church environment. I don't think that everything specific about that environment worked for me either. And so I could see how if somebody wants a spiritual practice, they might turn to something else. And then if they practice it and start doing it and it works for them and they're not having like a negative time with it, then I could see why people would stay if they find peace in it. I think I'm maybe conditioned to be kind of more alert and scared of that kind of stuff, but just to learn about it, I find it valuable to learn about and to know about. But I don't think I've, to my knowledge, practiced witchcraft. It kind of freaks me out, but that's the most that I could say, is like, it might freak me out a little bit. I mean, I do believe in different types of forces out there. But, you know, I believe that people could possibly connect with ancestral forces, with other types of beings and entities and things that might help them. How one labels them as good or bad usually depends on what a religion teaches, but if it's based on first-hand experience, you kind of hear stories on both sides. People who leave a religion like Christianity and going into something where there's some kind of witchcraft involved and feeling like that's more for them, or people who were Christian or weren't Christian in the first place and getting into witchcraft and then coming out of it and then turning to Christianity because they feel like they got some kind of negative, I don't know, some kind of negative demon or some kind of negative spirit like attached to them, and so they left. And then they went somewhere else where they sought for that spirit to go away. So I do believe that that kind of stuff exists. I just think it's really hard to say, is everything for everyone? Is witchcraft for everyone? No. Is Christianity for everyone? No. Is Freemasonry for everyone? I don't think so. You know, like, I don't think it's for everyone. I think it's the people who practice it and get benefit out of it, they're probably going to stay. The people who practice it and don't get benefit out of it or if their life starts turning upside down when they start practicing it, they might take it as a sign of, like, maybe the sign of something similar to what happened in Job's life, like, just keep having faith, this is a sign that I'm being tested. Or, you know, they might leave even from Christianity and have stories of, like, how they converted to Islam or Judaism and had better results, or how they became atheist and felt better. I don't know. Like, there's, everyone has different experiences. And so, you know, but things I haven't even practiced, I don't really even want to talk like I know what I'm saying. I know what I hear people saying, and I think there is a lot of prejudice against people who do witchcraft. But I try to still be respectful towards them, because if nobody's disrespecting me just because they practice witchcraft, doesn't mean that I should be disrespectful towards them. That's their own personal thing, and if somebody decides they want to tell me that that's what they're interested in, or that they're practicing that, you know, I would honestly try to support them. If, you know, I like to ask questions, and if they feel like it works for them and they want to include me in talking about it, yeah, I'll talk about it. Am I gonna come to their house and, like, practice it with them? Probably not, like, willingly, not knowingly and willingly, I probably wouldn't. Even going to the Waverly house, that was kind of, like, my limit of, like, being involved, or, like, going to the Queen Mary, those types of things, where they're like, oh, these places are haunted, and there's spirits in here and stuff, and I was literally in the spaces taking a tour where somebody was explaining different types of things that happened, and I'm like, I don't know, that's about as far as I'm willing to take it, is take a tour, a guided tour, and a guided tour of a haunted place is about my limit. I don't think I need more than that, honestly. But, you know, I try to be careful not to just, like, label stuff as, like, evil. If, 'cause then it's like, when I start to get into the mindset of judging what someone else is doing, does that make me better? No, I think that makes me, I'm verging on doing evil by judging another person's, you know, belief system. If I'm gonna sit here in judgment and say, look over there at that person and all the stuff that they're doing, I think that when they, I don't know, cut a chicken's neck, or when they burn that, whatever they're burning, it's evil. I'm making a judgment about them. Maybe I can keep it to myself if that's really what I thought, but I don't think I should disrupt them. If I don't see anything actively wrong, like, it's not like, like when I've been around friends who use drugs of certain types, and you can see how it affects them right away, and maybe they're, like, slipping out of consciousness, or maybe they're taking too much because of it, or maybe they're getting too rowdy because of what they're taking, and they kind of need to be sent home because they're being a little wild, or they're disrupting other people's peace because of whatever they took. You know, that's when I would probably step in and be like, what you're doing is not a healthy decision. You kind of need to either get yourself under control, or we can help you Uber home, and so you can be safe at home and not be harassing everybody else, because you're inebriated to a point that other people can't stand it, you know. But, you know, if I were to see somebody practicing their spiritual belief, it, like, unless they were, like, breaking into some kind of trance and, like, vomiting and seeming like they needed to go to the hospital every time after they practiced that. Like, if there wasn't anything that I visibly saw after they did it, where I'm like, okay, when they do this ritual or practice, they come out of it, you know, and their health is at risk, or they're emotionally unstable, or they're angry and just pissed off, and maybe it leads them to go drink or something. It's like, if I saw that whenever somebody was practicing something, it led them to get into a negative state, I'd probably say something. I mean, I'm talking in extremes here, because I've never seen anything like that happen with, like, spiritual stuff. I've seen it happen with drugs, where there have been friends that I've had to kind of pull aside and be like, look, you're not contributing positively to the social environment. You need to go elsewhere, or you need to sober up if it's possible, depending on whatever you took. You know, if you can sober up, you need to do that now. If you need to go take a nap somewhere, you need to go do that now, or we need to get you home and in bed and away from everybody else so that you're not making everybody's night miserable because you're, you know, being obnoxious or driving under the influence and speeding, and people feeling unsafe in the car because you're under the influence of some kind of thing. I mean, just being reckless, you know, even if it's like an emotional thing and it's not even drugs, and it's like somebody's having some kind of emotional breakdown, and then they want people in the car with them, and they're like angry, and they're driving all like erratic, you know, that's the kind of time where you pull somebody to the side and you're like, look, buddy, like, you could kill somebody doing this, you know. You might be having fun, but it's not appropriate, you know, to take it to this level. It's like, you need to either stop driving, pull over an Uber, we can all Uber together, or you need to let everybody else out of your car. Yeah, you know, you need to stop taking what you're taking, or don't come out and offer to drive if you can't handle your emotions to drive like a proper, you know, responsible driver. You know, those are the types of things I've witnessed and been involved in firsthand, where it's like, yeah, I'd step in with that kind of stuff. But if it's just a spiritual practice where I don't see anything negative happening either immediately or even like, even if it was like after the fact, I mean, I don't know, like if somebody's life just started falling apart, I don't know if I'd do like a Job situation and pull them apart and be like, you know, God's cursing you, or like you must be doing something wrong because all these bad things are happening, you know, blaming the victim and stuff like that. And I do know people who, you know, it seems like their life was good and then it just started falling apart. And I've seen that happen with multiple people, unfortunately. And I don't know their lives. I don't know exactly all that they're doing. So I couldn't possibly know what it is that's leading to that. Maybe it's just random circumstances. Maybe it is some designed kind of thing. Maybe they're on something where they, you know, can't function. I don't really know. But I'm saying all that to say that, you know, I don't really know how fair it is, you know, to, as someone who was raised in a Christian environment, to come with my lens and look at other people and what they're doing and just be like, ah, they're wrong, they're evil, they're bad, they're doing demonic, evil stuff. You know, Christians are taught to do that. And then they're taught to go and practically harass people to try to prove why they're wrong and why these other people need to become Christians because it's so much better. And then people are introduced to, you know, being able to sit in judgment about other people. on all kind of different levels. Like, once they become Christian, they can kind of just learn how to be judgmental. So I really try not to be very judgmental. I mean, of course I'm going to be judgmental. I have my opinions about things. My opinions are subject to change. But it's hard for me to call something evil if I don't really see that it's having a negative impact. You know? If somebody's doing a ritual with a lot of symbolic kind of acting that symbolizes different things, and no one's getting hurt, no one's even getting hit or anything like that, there's no injuries, and it works for them, however it works for them, I'd like to be happy for them that they found something that works. I mean, I don't know if it gets you through the week with more positivity and motivation. I mean, why not go do rituals, some secret things or whatever? Like, why not? You know? I don't really see the issue in it, but I am a little curious about people who say that, you know, they feel a connection to the occult. Or, you know, starting to dabble or practice witchcraft because of, you know, studying more ancient traditions connected with Freemasonry, like traditions from older than like 300 years ago, like where Freemasonry kind of stemmed out of. But again, I mean, I don't know. I just don't really know how to, like, I don't think I even know how to really explain what I'm trying to say, but yeah, I'm not done with what I'm trying to learn. I'm just curious about how it's gonna, how it's gonna turn out. If there's stuff that's gonna come up that's something that someone would be like, oh, this is wrong. And again, I still, at this moment, I haven't come across anything that seems inherently evil. There's stuff that I don't understand that other people are saying is evil, but when I look at it, I'm like, are they disturbing the peace? No. They're quietly, privately, in their own lodges doing these things. Is anyone physically or emotionally or financially, is there any abuse or harm happening in these areas? Not that I've had knowledge of or witnessed or observed. Is there any kind of reportable offense where you'd be calling police? No, it doesn't seem like it. So far, there's nothing like that. It's just a difference of doing things and having these secret meanings. Doing things that don't look like something that, you know, others would do. I mean, that guy had so much problem with the, you know, with the ritual. When he was explaining what he saw, that Christian guy had so much trouble with this person who was, you know, imitating dying and being resurrected. He had so much issue with that ritual. And then I think about it and I'm like, okay, Easter's coming. And, you know, there's going to be plenty of services where people are talking about Jesus and the crucifixion, which is a type of torture. They're going to be, you know, talking about it in detail in some places. Might even play the Passion of the Christ, maybe not in church, but people might be watching it. People are going to be kind of fixated on, you know, crucifixions. And Jesus wasn't the only one who got crucified. I think a lot of his disciples later on in life did get crucified as well. Some of them upside down and all kinds of different things. So multiple people got crucified. I'm not saying that I'm saying one was better or worse than the others. I'm just saying it's gruesome. It's not necessarily something that I feel like I want to think about ever. But devoting so much time and energy to like thinking about that and hearing about the techniques and stuff is just it's disgusting to me. And then, you know, there's death, there's a tomb, there's a resurrection. So, and I know people can make the argument, okay, well, it's Jesus. We can't compare Jesus to, like, some other group's rituals. Like, a group that calls themselves a fraternity doing some kind of, like, ritual of being killed, put in the grave, and resurrected. But why is it right for churches to be able to discuss it once a year, but it's not okay for some other person to kind of, like, mimic their own kind of secret ritual about that happening to them? I really have a hard time, like, you know, saying that those aren't almost equal, you know. Like, I'm not trying to make light of crucifixions or anything. I'm just saying, like, there's still death, dying, burial, and resurrection. So why is it okay for Christians to, you know, think about it and, you know, remember it and read biblical accounts of it and maybe have skits and videos and movies and all kinds of content around Easter surrounding what happened with Jesus, but if a Freemason is doing their ritual, they're not even saying that this even happened, they're just saying it's a ritual, I guess, of representing, you know, the importance of keeping the secrets upon threat of death, keeping the secrets. I mean, it's not the same, like, the deaths weren't for the same reason. Jesus compared to this Freemason ritual, it's not the same reason for the death, but it's still death and resurrection. So I don't, like, if I'm really taking a step back from even what I was raised with and taking a step back from all of it and not really having too much of an investment emotionally in it, it's kind of the same thing. Other than that, people would say, okay, you can't compare Jesus because, you know, for people who believe in the divinity of Jesus, if it is God being killed and resurrected, then, you know, a part of the Trinity or whatever it is, you know, like how can you compare that to some Freemason thing, you know? So from that perspective, I could see why people wouldn't look at it, but I don't know, I just don't see it. I'm trying to rack my brain. I really don't see the evil yet. I see the potential for it, but, you know, when I see brotherhood, when I see community service, when I see people feeling confident. I mean, of course, there's going to be people in every group, like I said before, any kind of religious group, political group, spiritual group. There's always going to be people there with an evil agenda. There's always going to be people there who want to stomp on others, manipulate others, figure out methods of power that they can use to their own benefit and just trash everybody else and create chaos in other people's lives, become bosses and politicians that are bad and doing bad things because they know all these methods that maybe help them. I could see that being the evil, but that comes through religions too. There's a lot of religious leaders that are evil, and there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of politicians that are evil, and there's good ones. There's always going to be the evil that infiltrates. But just looking at it on the surface, is it evil? I think just because there's evil people in it, can you say it's evil? Like, in Islam, you know, there's people who, you know, others would identify as terrorists that are doing all kinds of bad things. You know, it's not all Muslims. It's a small population of people that are terrorizing others. Does that make Islam bad? What about all the other people that get peace out of that religion and have love because of it and spread love because of it? You know, there's going to be evil. You know, there's going to be evil. And so, just like with any other belief system group, there's probably evil in Freemasonry. I'm just saying, I haven't really seen it yet. I think you have to dive deep into like an individual story, and that's where the evil might come out, is different people with bad agendas that want to try to take over the world or have some kind of killing people for population control or manipulation to kind of have their own kind of rulings and, you know, have a lot of different, just some evil, you know, like I'm trying to challenge, you know, to not call things evil if they're not inherently evil. You know, if someone's just minding their business, doing their own strange thing, I mean, who am I to say that they're doing evil if they're not actually doing anything evil? Maybe they're doing something that's going to make them feel at peace and motivated, and they're going to go through the rest of the week and they're going to make other people's lives better because of how they actually, all the stuff they practiced and, you know, felt fulfilled by and motivated by, and were able to spread love because of it. Maybe that would happen. So I don't know. I don't think it's so easy to just be like, oh, this is evil, that's evil. I'm really hesitating to really label Freemasonry in that way at the moment, because I don't see it. Just like even with witchcraft, it's hard for me to really say. You know, I think it depends on the individual. You know, everybody can do good within what they're doing. Everyone can do evil within what they're doing. I think evil can infiltrate anything. It can infiltrate a pastor. It can infiltrate a church. It can infiltrate one leader or one person who wants to get in leadership. It can infiltrate people at the bottom who are just scheming and bitter because they're not at the top and they're trying to bring people down. I've seen it on so many different levels. I mean, I've seen evil within Christianity. I've seen evil in church. You know, I've seen prejudice in church. I've seen judgment and gossip in church. I think that's evil. And so that's what I'm saying, is like, I can't really just say something's wrong if I don't see it. Just because some guy on the internet said that the rituals were wrong, I mean, through that lens of how Christians get taught, yes, according to that lens, it's wrong, because they're taught that everything that's not Christianity is wrong. They find a problem with all of it. Everybody else is wrong. Yeah, the Jews are wrong because they don't have Jesus. The Muslims are wrong because they have part of Jesus. Anything with any kind of witchcraft is wrong. Anything with any other religion that doesn't believe in God at all is demonic, according to Christianity. They're worshiping some satanic, demonic, evil thing. But does it make the people evil? That I can't say for sure. Just because someone's practicing something, even if it is connected with some kind of demonic thing, or some kind of spirit that might cause some difficulty, it kind of depends more. What are they doing out in the world? What are they doing in private by themselves? Are they feeding addictions? Are they destroying their bodies? Are they causing chaos for other people? Are they lying and stealing and cheating and, you know, manipulating and, like, making other people's lives a living hell? That is what I would classify as doing evil, you know? I don't think I would say just because somebody's dabbling in some ritual, I mean, it may or may not be dangerous. It may open a door to something that, you know, is going to be hard to close if somebody wants it closed, but I can't really see it as evil right away. Like, if my eyes are open, I don't see it as evil. If I just have my ears open listening to other people, and my eyes aren't working as well, and I think I'm seeing the evil that I hear other people saying, I think those are two different things. I can hear somebody saying something's evil, but when I look at it, it's like, yeah, I don't really classify it as evil. So I don't know. I don't think there's really too much more to be said until I watch more. Then I'll know a lot more details.